After nearly a century, the hunt for an elusive cosmic query is over. With the help of laser and mirrors, scientists have directly observed gravitational waves or wrinkles in the fabric of space-time itself. Two colliding black holes, one with 36 times the mass of the Sun and the other with 29, emitted those gravitational waves as they spiraled into one another, eventually collided. From roughly 1.3 million light-years away, these waves spread like ripples in the cosmic pond and washed over Earth on September 14, causing a minuscule but measurable change in the distance between four sets of mirrors. Two in Louisiana and two in Washington State. In the last second before the black holes merged, they released 50 times more energy than all the stars in the galaxies in the universe were releasing combined. It's the first time the universe has spoken to us in gravitational waves, says David Reeds of Caltech during a press conference announcing the discovery on February 11. To scientists monitoring that mirror-based equipment at the LIGO, the signal received on Earth carried the characteristics chirp predicted to accompany the death and the unification of two black holes. "We can hear gravitational waves. We can hear the universe," said Gabriela Gonzalez of Louisiana State University. "We're not only going to seeing the universe, we are going to be listening to it." It's a discovery that many say is likely to earn a Nobel Prize, and an announcement that has been limited for at least weeks, if not months, as tantalizing rumors of the LIGO teams find calculated on social media. Scientists detected gravitational waves produced by the merger of two black holes simulated each an event so intense that the moment before the colliding black holes swallowed each other, they emitted more energy than the rest of the universe combined.